Good afternoon. The local share market has today snapped its two-day losing run, and it's been a pretty solid finish to the month and also the quarter. The ASX 200 finishing the day up by around 52 points, or 0.8%, closing at 6,790. We did see the market just falling away a touch towards the close in the last 30 minutes or so. At one stage, the ASX 200 up about 120 points, or 1.8%, so certainly giving back some of those earlier improvements. You do tend to get a little bit of volatility when we come to the close of month and quarter, lots of rebalancing going on, particularly amongst larger investors. So still, today we had the ASX 200 managing to close out the month with a gain of around 1.8%. It's now 6 months in a row that we've seen improvements for the ASX 200, and to this quarter as well, the ASX 200 index lifting by around 3.1%. So it has been still a pretty strong start to 2021, despite a fair bit of volatility. Today, though, gains widespread. We had all sectors improving: industrials, staples and property, some of the outperformers, while we had telcos and also energy somewhat underperforming with the smallest improvements. There was a fair bit of company news to come through today as well, and we heard this morning from Suncorp, the Queensland-based financial services group, up around 1.5%. It announced that it has received around 7,600 claims from the recent storms and floods on the east coast of Australia, the majority of them in New South Wales and Queensland. It has stated that it's expecting the net claims costs for this event to be about $230 to $250 million. Elsewhere, Zipco and JB Hi-Fi today announced a new partnership for Zipco's Buy Now, Pay Later services to be made available at JB Hi-Fi and the Good Guys stores in online, but also in-store to start from April. Zipco up around 0.4%, JB Hi-Fi lifting by just a 0.1%. Harvey Norman, though, today falling by around 3.7%, one of the worst performers. It was trading ex-dividend, however, hence the decline. Still one of the best performers for the month and also quarter. Another big decliner today, Airtasker, falling by around 15%. And the Aussie dollar finishing off the month around 76 US cents.